Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
After the American bunker busters went off, everyone was paying attention to Fordo. You know that big dug-in nuclear facility in the mountains? Did we demolish it? Did we not demolish it? Depending on what news source you use. We either decimated Iran's nuclear program or, well, we just did a little bit of damage. They can get it back up and running. But nobody was talking about Isfahan. We blew that up, too. It was one of the three sites. Isfahan houses not one, not two, but three Chinese research nuclear reactors and nuclear laboratories. 3,000 Chinese and Iranian scientists work there on Iran's nuclear program, or they did. We've spent a lot of time on this podcast talking about who Iran's proxies are. That's who the militias Iran sends out to do its dirty work. Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis. But is Iran itself a proxy? You bet it is. It's a proxy of China. Let me bottom line this for you. Chinese scientists were all but running the Iranian nuclear program. And the Democrat Party was pretty much funding it, but we'll get back to that in a minute. When I've told you over and over and over, like a broken record, the Democrat Party is merging with our enemies so that you can't see where the Democrat Party ends and our enemies begin. Which enemies have I said that the Democrat Party is merging with? Three, the cartels, China, and Iran. The cartels, mind you, are just a delivery mechanism for one of China's asymmetrical attacks on the United States of America, fentanyl. They've killed over 300,000 of us with it, on purpose, deliberately, as an act of war, which they admitted recently to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent during negotiations with them. They offered, actually put on the table, that they would stop killing us with fentanyl as part of a trade deal. Who are the other two, I've said, have merged with the Democrat Party? Well, it's the two countries funding the Democrats' street marches, their riots. Those are Iran and China. It works like this. Joe Biden lifts the sanctions. Those sanctions are worth about $270 billion to Iran. Joe Biden doesn't even put the sanctions back on when Iran tries to kill Trump. Or was it China? Anyway, when Iran tries to kill Trump two times, sending four assassins to plot assassination attempts against him. We currently have three of them in federal custody. I've talked exhaustively about those guys on this podcast. The fourth is believed to have escaped back to Iran. If you listen to this podcast for any length of time, you'll hear me obsess, and I have obsessed for months, over something barely anybody is talking about. China helping the Houthis attack U.S. Navy vessels in the Red Sea. Specifically, they were providing the targeting information for 319 strikes, many of them against U.S. naval vessels, some of them against U.S. cargo ships, others against foreign ships carrying U.S. cargo. That's an act of war. Throw nuclear fissile material in there. I'm not even talking about a bomb. I'm talking about just a tipped missile. And you've got a disaster on your hands. Suppose that Iran tries to kill Trump again on our soil, or they just continue bombing our ships until they sink one. That's exactly what Blaine Holt, retired U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, predicted to Gatestone. Quote, "We have to stop China before they sink an American ship. Unquote. Take a look at that quote again. We have to stop China before they sink an American ship. Not the Houthis, not Iran, China. Why? Because Blaine Holt still has a security clearance. He knows who we're at war with. Let's keep going. In addition to those 319 strikes through, but by the way, Red Sea kind of sounds obscure, but it's not. 20% of the world's trade goes through there. If we're going to trade with Europe, we have to go through there. What about those weird Chinese plane flights into Iran? Here's Gatestone's Gordon Chang on that, on Maria Bartiromo.
We know that China was sending flights, cargo flights into Iran. What is on those planes?
Yeah, we don't know, but we know this isn't good because those planes are turning off their transponders as they approach Iranian airspace. China is sending something it doesn't want the world to know. It could be ammunition, could be drones, pretty unlikely about that, but it also could be nuclear weapons. We just don't know.
Unbelievable.
Wait, what did Russia just say? Nah, there's countries all over the world that would give Iran nuclear weapons. Oh, and that for sure, and this was a big confession on Russia's part, former Russian President Medvedev, the one who advised that yeah, plenty of countries are willing to give Iran nuclear weapons, also admitted, oh yeah, Iran's had a full-scale nuclear weapons program this whole time, and they're going to continue it. Okay, you want to deep dive and really understand what's going on here? Here you go. This is a battle between Donald Trump and China for supremacy, for superpower status in the Middle East. If they can take the Middle East as a rival superpower and push America out, Katie, bar the door. And I mean literally bar the door, because we may not be able to move our goods around the globe.
You have a new op-ed on how Israel just ended China's power status in the Middle East. Very interesting.
Yeah. If we go back to March 2023, it looked like China was going to drive the U.S. out of the region. That's the month where China brokered that deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Last year in July, China got 14 Palestinian factions to go to Beijing to sign what's called the Beijing Declaration, the Unity Pact. So we were sort of on the back foot. But with President Trump going to the region last month, that's really triumphal trip, you know, and Israel targeting Iran, which is China's proxy. The Iranians don't think they're a proxy of anyone, but the Chinese think Iran is a proxy. And China's been fully supporting Iran's attack on Israel. So right now, China's policies in the Middle East are just in tatters.
Well, I mean, you might want to someone reference this is like Hitler losing Italy during the 1940s. I mean, China losing Iran is a big deal.
It's an enormous deal because China thought that it could drive the U.S. out of the region, could sort of start this momentum around the world that the U.S. was in retreat everywhere. And now it's the Chinese that are having problems. Remember,
meanwhile, speaking of planes flying in and out, Netanyahu says he's got some, quote, interesting intel on the whereabouts of Iran's 60% enriched uranium, which he said was moved. But I want to back up again and just ask you, think about this for a minute. The next time Iran tries to kill Trump on our soil, or is it China? Anyway, and they're nuclear armed. Guess what? What do? Send them a strongly worded letter? What if they were to succeed? What then? We don't respond with strikes because we can't hit them, folks. What happens next time the Houthis launch nuclear fissile material tipped weapons at our naval tankers? What happens the first time they sink one of them? Well, they're nuclear armed. There's not much we can do. Which is kind of what Trump was getting at here.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
He means future attacks on Iran by us. Again, this is what Israel is talking about, too, when Netanyahu says they have, quote, interesting intel, unquote, on the whereabouts of Iran's 60% enriched uranium. Of course he means China. Did you watch what else happened today? Iran, their legislature, voted to close the Strait of Hormuz. What was our response? It would have sounded weird to anybody who hasn't listened to this podcast. It was to ask Iran, no, not Iran, China to intervene. It's our way of pointing out to the rest of the world, hey, you know, China can call us off anytime they want. After all, Iran's their proxy. Because it's not just our goods and fuel that go through there. It's everybody else's, too. They're isolating China. Now, let's put it all together, shall we? I'm going to whip through very quickly all of China's recent deadly attacks on us, starting with COVID. Yeah, you knew about that one. And the 300,000 killed by fentanyl. Sure, you knew that one, too. Remember Volt Typhoon? The Wall Street Journal reporting in absolute shock. I did multiple podcasts on it that the Chinese delegation in December had confessed to Joe Biden's team out of nowhere. They weren't even asked about it. In fact, they snickered that they had done the Volt Typhoon hacking. They'd always denied that before. That was a hack attack on our infrastructure, which, don't forget, they're deeply embedded in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After all, we just found them inside the connectors between solar panels made by China and our grid system. And it's operational. They can shut it down at those connections at any time. In other words, they can shut down sections of our grid. We already know from our FBI that they're in our nuclear plants, our water treatment plants, our digital infrastructure, our electrical infrastructure. We know that. What have we also recently seen? China shipping weaponized blight into our country, which could not only wipe out our crops, that's best case scenario, it can cause death and infertility and also liver failure. Total disaster. But maybe we could just eat meat. No, wait, no. There's the weaponized roundworm that if it got into our food chain, think chicken, beef, would wipe that out too. Holy disaster, Batman. But let's keep going. Remember, we just caught, again, Chinese students with those pathogens, right? Well, let's look at the way the Democrats look at this. What did China not do to us, but give us? In their opinion, if you're a Democrat leader and evil, the way that you look at it is, well, you know, China needed to unleash COVID so we could get absentee voting. Why? Well, so they could flood the nation with fake licenses in order to manufacture fake absentee ballots. We needed COVID to suspend regular voting procedures and allow millions to vote in the swing states illegally. That's what they did. They illegally suspended the laws, right? Well, what do we catch? Customs and Border Patrol in July of 2020. 19,800 fake driver's licenses. That was just one tranche coming into the United States from China via Hong Kong. And remember what the whistleblower told the FBI. They intend to do this on a mass scale, hundreds of thousands of votes. Basically, what they'd done was using TikTok to steal millions of people's identities and create virtually indistinguishable licenses because all the data on them is real to vote by absentee ballot. If you're a Democrat, then is China your enemy? No. What have we seen just in the last few weeks, folks? If you want to know who our enemy is, look who's funding the grassroots of the Democrat Party. Chinese billionaire. He's actually not Chinese, but he's a billionaire that they have moved there to Shanghai and made very wealthy. And then he turns around as a Chinese billionaire, in other words, living in China, and funds what? The Democrat street violence you're seeing right now in LA. Chinese funded. What other country funds Democrat street level violence, riots, and marches? In other words, funds the Democrat grassroots. There's only one other, Iran. see why the Democrats are screaming so loudly about the American attack on the nuclear reactors? Again, one of which was China's inside Iran. Isfahan. No telling how many billions China had invested there. And folks, I can't play this clip for you enough times. I try to put it on the podcast at least once a week. It's Biden spokesperson John Kirby admitting that Iran is funding the violent anti-Semitic Democrat street marches.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
Again, remember the Politico article? Who else picked up the rest of the tab? Biden's donors. So again, you're seeing the two working together. China and Iran melded with the Democrat Party. That is why you have the hypocrisy with the Democrats that Harrison Faulkner was pointing out on Fox News. They didn't care at all when Barack Obama flew into Libya and did regime change there, removing the leader, Gaddafi, who had been fighting and killing violent Muslim jihadist Muslim Brotherhood members and installing essentially ISIS, bombing them into power. By the way, when Obama bombed the Muslim Brotherhood into power through, that bombing, that you know what he hit? He hit the water supply, the water mains that run through the desert. Those cities in Libya can't live but a few days without that water. He held them hostage for water in order to get them to accept radical jihadist ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood Islamist as their leaders. Gaddafi, and a lot of people don't know this, he is a Muslim-sounding name. He was raised in Islam, but he had renounced it. He'd become a secularist. He had banned the burqa, banned the long beards, banned multiple marriages, and ripped radical Islam right out of Libya. That is why Obama wanted to kill him. Anyway, that's just a little aside. Democrats loved that. They were fine with regime change. Hillary Clinton bragged about it. We came, we saw, we killed, we conquered. She laughed because they sodomized him to death. She thought that was funny. Folks, why did the Democrats not care when Obama was bombing radical, violent jihadists into power in Libya? But now when Trump is bombing, in our defense, the nuclear program in Iran, they're all, oh, unconstitutional, impeach him. Why? Again, because they see Iran and China as one entity, an entity that funds them at the grassroots level. Folks, let me point one more thing out to you. I mean, you should even look here in Greenville, right? In the No Kings protest, look at the pictures around the country. Look at the protests going on in L.A. when, you know, there's big marching groups of people. They're Democrats. What do you see in those groups that are marching? Look, you'll see it. They have their flags, not the American flag. They wouldn't be caught dead carrying that. No, no, no. It's the rainbow flag. And depending on the protest, sometimes the Mexican flag, right? But a lot of rainbow flags. They're marching. What else do you see? Kafayas, the traditional head covering. Who are they? Hamas, Hezbollah. They're the markings of the Iranian proxies. Iran doesn't just fund the street marches. Their Islamic fellow travelers march in them. Oh, and one more thing. Speaking of Iran's violent militias that are no doubt in this country, Joe Biden caught 1,100 Iranians at the border, illegal immigrants, and released over 700 of them into the country. Customs and Border Patrol admitted this morning they didn't use proper vetting procedures. Heck, any vetting procedures at all. Why? Well, that would have created a record of who they let into the country. On purpose. Bill Malusian, Fox News' immigration reporter, writes, it's unclear how many of these Iranians were on the terror watch list, as the Biden administration repeatedly denied my FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act request, and appeals for that data, citing, get this, privacy concerns of people on the list. He means the terror watch list, like the terrorists. And quote, listen to this, minimal public interest in disclosing the data because Americans are totally cool with living it with, you know, Iranian terror watch list suspects. Yeah, that it's great. No, we love them. They'll vote Democrat and they're great. And they march and marches and wear kafayas. They never do carry the rainbow flag, though. They'll probably kill those people carrying the rainbow flag if they ever had a chance. But for now, they're useful. So the Biden administration stonewalled Malusian for 2 years over his FOIA to find out which of them are on the terror watch list. That's an awful lot of effort to go to keep illegals here. Folks, why does Biden, why do the Democrats want them here? For exactly what you're looking at now as sleeper cells. They want them here for the same reason that they're screaming bloody murder because Trump is bombing Iran. Why? Well, what they're really afraid of is that it'll lead to regime change and their buddy China that funds their grassroots is going to lose their proxy. Folks, Democrats love China and Iran. Understand, if you're a Democrat, you're looking at them as the ones who helped you steal the 2020 election with tranches of massive fake ballots. If you want to hear about like a deeper, more in-depth podcast with sources on that, I did one last Wednesday, so you can go back and listen to that battleground. They're not, folks, I'm telling you, they're not enemies. This is why Trump must fight this fight. He has got to break the back of the Chinese and Iranian nexus so that, again, the next Republican presidential candidate won't have to campaign for a bunker as they try to kill him on our soil. Who is they? Iran. But look behind the veil. It's China.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.